Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台韓国国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラと
カナダ出身のテシアです。
今月のテーマは夏祭り花火です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
And my name's Tasha and I'm from Canada.
This month's topic is summer festivals and fireworks. So Tasha, good morning.
Good morning.
I woke up today and I realized that it was summer. We had the cicadas out, it was about 33-34 degrees and quite humid. So I know you are from Canada. How are you enjoying this wonderful weather?
I hate it. I want to go home. This is the first time after I moved here that I just genuinely do not want to be in Japan because of how horrible this humidity is. Also, the cicadas are starting to drive me insane. So yeah, we'll see how long I can hold on.
But there is one wonderful part of summer that we all love and enjoy. And that is festivals in Japan. Ooh. They have a wonderful long history. Mm-hmm. And of course, here in Sendai, we have one of the largest festivals in Japan, which is what, Tashiya?
Tanabata.
Okay, good. I'm glad you remembered. I thought you were going to forget for a second. Oh, yes, we have Tanabata Festival. Yeah. That is coming up. It actually happens two different times in Japan. Yeah. In most of the country, it happens in July on the 7th. But here in Sendai, it actually happens on August the 8th. So first question, I guess I can give this to Ms. Tashia, since you were the only other one here. What comes to mind when you think of festivals in Japan or Sendai?
I'll say, you know, before I came to Japan, all that I really know about Japan was from media. So from anime or from like TV drama, and you'll always see in romance drama where it's like, oh, I'm gonna invite the person I have a crush on, and we're gonna dress in really cute yukata, and we're gonna watch fireworks and kiss or something. So that's like the extent that of my knowledge of Japanese festivals. And I came here, and it's actually a lot more fun than I expected it to be. Like, sure, yeah, it's really crowded, and sometimes like the crowd gets a little overwhelming, but there's very good food. Like, I really enjoy, you know, yakitori, and in Sendai, we have gyutan, like, stands, where they'll have, like, gyutan tsukune, which is amazing. I love that. And also just a bunch of good food, like, lingo ame. And also those other yatais where you can play like mini games like Kingyo Sukuri, which you get a paper scoop and you try to scoop a goldfish into a plastic bag, if I'm understanding it correctly. So yeah, it's all very unique things that we don't really have in North America. So I really appreciate that aspect of Japanese festivals. But I do think that, you know, if I were to name a festival, the first one that does come to mind is Tanabata, and second maybe Aoba Matsuri, since we're in Sendai.
One thing that they always have in Japan is fireworks during these festivals.
Yes, yes.
The Japanese absolutely love their fireworks. They're obviously very close to China, where fireworks were first invented, and they've been using them probably ever since. Mm-hmm. Well, I luckily have been able to see the fireworks for Tanabata before. Just for everyone's information, the firework festival for Tanabata this year is going to be happening on Saturday, August the 5th. Sometimes it's hard to find a spot. You need to make sure you get there early. But luckily in Japan, just like with anime, you get a little bit of sake, nihonshu, get some snacks. Of course, you can go around and get the yatai food as well. Mm-hmm. Although the alcohol's a little expensive if you buy it. I would recommend bringing your own. So have you had a chance to see any fireworks in Japan before, Tashio?
Okay, I'm going to be very honest. The only fireworks I saw was not from a festival, but at Tokyo Disneyland.
Hey, they put on a good show, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. They have like Mickey Mouse head-shaped fireworks, which is kind of neat. And you know, there's an entire like musical elements that's going on in the background. So that's pretty nice. But I'm really looking forward to this year's Tanabata fireworks, because that will be my actual first, you know, Japanese festival fireworks. So
speaking of fireworks, obviously they do not exist just in Japan, but of course all over the world. So what times of the year do people normally celebrate with fireworks in Canada, Tasha?
Okay, so the laws and regulations regarding fireworks is actually a little weird in Canada. There are only 3 days a year where fireworks are legal. So first one is Canada Day, which is on July the 1st. And the second one is Halloween, and the third is New Year's Day. So if you try to, you know, like do fireworks on any other day in the year, it's actually illegal and they can put you in jail for it. Some people ignore the rules, you know, they kind of just do it. But yeah, so I'll say the big ones are, the biggest one out of those three are definitely Canada Day, which has just passed every year. So Canada Day is basically the anniversary of Canada becoming an actual country, you know, before it was like a dozen of small British colonies, and then they all came together, signed a contract, and be like, today we're united as Canada. And yeah, so every year in the city that I lived in, by the seaside, they'll have a very big fireworks show. The beaches will be packed full of people, so I've given up on going to the seaside like altogether. I just go to my friend's house, we go to the rooftop, and we kind of just watch from her apartment. But yeah, I'll definitely say that's the biggest fireworks celebration in all of Canada. What about America, Tyler?
America, well, speaking of America, of course, it would be July 4th, Independence Day. That is the biggest celebration of the year, not only just for the fireworks, mm-hmm. but also probably the amount of beer consumed per person per day, just as far as celebratory atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Americans, even though we established our independence 240 something years ago, mm-hmm. we're still going strong even now. And unlike Canada, we can buy fireworks any time of the year. And even the types that we can buy are pretty mm-hmm. unregulated in most places. You can buy some pretty powerful things. Some people will even call it little dynamites. The U.S. has been cracking down on that recently because, unfortunately, people will actually blow their hands up. I mean, not enough to really destroy it entirely, but enough you're going to need serious surgery in order to fix it. And for here in Japan, for instance, you can get the little kind of sparkler ones. I think maybe a few kind of less explosive, less exciting ones, mm-hmm. and everyone treats it with safety and respect.
They make sure they have a water bucket, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, and a lot of times you do it by the beach, so there's nothing that'll get lit on fire.
Besides from fireworks, what do you do for Independence Day? Because I avoid going to America in July as much as possible, like due to Independence Day, because I know it's going to be really crowded and everything. So is there anything other than fireworks that you also do?
Oh, absolutely. The barbecue. Everyone needs to do a barbecue. It's during summer, so no matter whether or not you live in upstate New York or you live down where I was in Florida, you need to do the barbecue. They have huge displays at every single supermarket. Everything is on sale. Beer, soda, chips, all sorts of meat products. Anything you could possibly need in order to enjoy. Decorations, for instance. They're just great.
Yeah, no, because I feel like Japanese barbecue, it's very clean, you know, they have optimized it so much that there is no smoke, they have like really good control of the smoke and you don't really have to get your hands dirty. But I really do miss the messy aspect of like doing barbecue at home. You know, there's going to be sauce flying everywhere and your hands are going to be very sticky at the end of the night, but that's a fun part. So.
Yeah, if my eyes aren't burning, I'm having fun. But another quintessentially American product other than hot dogs is something called a s'more.
Oh.
Where you will have roasted marshmallows, which I think you might have in other places. But what we do is we get these two cookie-like things called graham crackers, which are slightly spiced, sweet little cookies, I guess. And then you will also get some Hershey's chocolate. It's normally Hershey's, although you can use other brands. Put that chocolate and the marshmallow in between these two crackers, and then you make a s'more sandwich.
Wow.
And I have introduced these to Japanese people before, and they absolutely love them. Luckily, you actually can get the ingredients here in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's been a hit. What can I tell you? So after a barbecue, it's a nice little dessert. It's such a treat, let me tell you. So Tesshia, whether in Japan or even from your home country, do you have a memory of a festival you have attended in the past?
Yeah, so I guess we already talked a little bit about Aoba Matsuri like a few episodes ago, so I'm going to talk about Calgary Stampede, yay! Which is the most American-Canadian festival. it'll make sense really quickly, I swear, I'll explain it. So Calgary Stampede takes place in Alberta, which is a province that is right next to British Columbia, which is where I'm from, it is landlocked, so there is no, they have no access to the sea, and it's known as the Midwest of Canada for a multitude of reasons, but mostly because they have cowboy, like cowboy culture is a thing. We have a lot of people who do agriculture, they have a very big just like farming industry with people riding their horses everywhere. So Calgary Stampede is a once a year event in the summer where they have this big state fair like festival where, you know, you'll have people doing rodeo, you'll have like people doing square dance. I hope you know what that is, like, you know, you come together and they play country song and you like lock hands and dance with people that you don't know. So that's actually in our sports curriculum. We have to do square dance in school. Yeah, we do it for like a quarter each year, but like basically everyone kind of just dress like cowboys and cowgirls and we dance together and there are a lot of good food. We have something called the beaver tail, which is a deep fried pastry. It's kind of like a donut, but it doesn't have a hole. And it's like deep fried pancakes and you put powdered sugar and Nutella on it. So, you know, it's very American sounding because of those elements. Fried food, country dance, cowboys.
Sounds American to me. Okay, so everyone, I have some sad news. It is my fifth year here in Sendai and doing this job. And unfortunately, my contract is just about time to expire. It's time to move on to greener pastures, and we have a wonderful gentleman coming from Ireland. His name is Eli, and he is going to be joining you on this program together with Teshio.
Well, thank you very much, Tyler, for you know, all your hard work, and I hope you had a great time being the CIR in Sendai.
Yeah, it's a great experience. If anybody listening has the opportunity to join the JET program, either as an ALT or a CIR. I understand you're probably already living here in Japan, but if you do have the chance, it is a great opportunity. You get to meet a lot of interesting people, do things you would never imagine to be able to do.
But anyways, Tyler, best of luck to you in the future, and I hope you will like your new work.
Yeah, well, luckily I'll still be here in Sendai. Mm-hmm. I had found employment, but I didn't really want to go down to Tokyo or any other warmer regions. I just made great friends here and connections. I love the city. The environment, trees, everything is just great. So, yeah, at least for the time being, I'll be here. So if you see me on the street, if you hear my voice on the street, go ahead and just say hi. Okay, so lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. The International Relations Department at Sentia supports foreign residents by providing multilingual information and handling consultations. In addition to promoting a more multicultural society, together with citizens and organizations within the community, Sentia is always looking for new supporters who are willing to provide assistance towards such activities. Be a part of the team and have fun participating in international exchange events as a way to contribute to the further internationalization of Sendai City. If you are interested in or endorse Sentia's activities, please register or contact us with your questions. Please see the International Relations Department page on Sentia's website for more information. So look forward to next month's broadcast of Hello Sendai. You will have a new member to look forward to, so please enjoy listening into the future. Thank you very much.
Bye.